Some epic time later, we seemed to be looking at my DVD sets on the couch, many bottles around us, all the candles sunk down to sputtering dark. I held a box set up to compare the image with his perfect profile. Identical. And I was asking questions now, all right. "Which episode is your favourite?" I said. "Which is yours?" "Oh, no, 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 you have to say first." "Then let's see, the one where Apollo saves the day." "Season one," I said. "That's a great one. That Irish kind of music, and he actually gets approval for once. Let's watch that." "Later," he said. "Let's talk about you. You're avoiding it." All the wine he'd drunk wasn't affecting him at all, though he'd loosened the tie at least. "Why me?" I said. "I teach classics at a small liberal arts college. What's so important about me?" "That's what I want to find out." "You're crucial, but I don't know why. You teach the ancient languages." "Yes," I said, shivering. "Greek and Latin language, and their literature." "And that's going to change the world," said Apollo, putting a quilt over me, the one I made years ago when I still did that sort of thing. "Some kind of vital turning point. One of your students, maybe. Maybe they learn about the Peloponnesian War and go on to become a great general." I scoffed. "Great generals almost never change the world. Not anymore." "Then what does?" "Someone with an idea. Some idiot who doesn't listen and does their thing anyway."
"And that's you," he said, as though trying out the idea.
"I don't think so," I said. "You're cracked." Apollo gave me a gorgeous smile and filled up my glass and his own.
"Maybe so," he said, "but I'm positive you're important. I came all this way, didn't I?"
"Where'd you hear about me anyway?"
"Oh, I have my sources."
"I'm not important," I said, shaking my head and slobbing a little wine on my quilt, but it's okay, the colours match. "I'm not even a real professor. I'm not done with my dissertation, see? And the way it looks, I never will be."
"Why's that?" Apollo looked alert.
"My dissertation, it's about a translation from an obscure dialect in an obscure script that no one else could figure out. So although I translated it perfectly, no one is going to be able to tell whether I did it right, see? How do they know if I decoded it properly or made it up? You can't get peer-reviewed in a subject where you're the only expert, see?"
"I see," said Apollo. "You need some sort of corroborating find, like a Rosetta Stone."